Tuesday, April 21st, 2026.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
I got Adam's pictures, and I got my iPad so I could show them to thank you for having that looked at, and I drove on the Fishing Game Road and did, you know.
Fishing Game?
Yeah.
It's at a factory for what it was.
Yes, it is.
And their blade's a couple feet wider than the road.
Well, and there had to have been parts where your blade didn't touch the bottom of the road.
Dig a lot of dirt out of the side to fill some of those.
Yeah. When you know, it's that leveling process. Yeah.
Yeah. Volkswagen would never made it through there.
No. I like how she put that.
But yeah, I got that from Adam, but my computer didn't print out pictures.
I tried to print them and I couldn't. My printer wouldn't print.
I have a genetic defect that I was born without tact. I'm so sorry.
And we'll blame your dad for that.
Yeah, I've tried to find it and I just can't. Shopped on Amazon, went to Target. Everywhere. It just is none.
I hate this deal.
Sold out.
I'm not even looking.
Yeah, it was sold out. I also had a conversation with somebody from Yellowstone County's Road Department. And that road from Custer to Muscle Shell is a state road. And the state pays them to maintain it.
Oh, really?
And so I said to him, what's the difference between that and Peace Bottom?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's not a state road. I go, that's a state road. Because we're told how to do it and everything. And I see that Yellowstone County is now laid down blacktop, and the one guy that was there, they brought that thing, how you know they do their patch with it. And the gentleman that Al was had to stop and wait with said that they're going to chip seal it this fall. So Yellowstone County will thank me, but if the state I have to spoke. So, I have a new mission.
Well, that chip sealing's no good unless the road is smooth already.
It is not.
It'll just fall into the holes. The holes will still be there.
So, but I'll try to find some tact.
Good luck.
That's exactly it.
Holy
cow. There it is.
So we bought this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I came out of the depression, a grumpy old woman. We bought this $90 hat for Barnhart. Did he leave it here?
I don't know. I'm looking at the credit card bill.
Because it's a custom logo.
So this must be our new credit card? Do we have a new credit card?
I have no idea.
I think we just got them this week.
What's the credit card?
MasterCard?
No, yeah. Those are old ones. Okay. I don't know. Our new ones might be MasterCards too. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like
because it's broke by each person. Mm-hmm. Which is really nice.
Old ones are Visa.
The old one was a Visa. Yeah, so this is the new bill.
Mine was a MasterCard.
Well, with me, I don't have one. Customer pickup.
I like this because it's telling me, you know, like, for you, yours, where you were at Walker's, it's broken out. And then this one here, where the sheriff was at the resort.
When did Will resign?
First.
April 31st.
3 months.
Yeah. March 31st.
Hundred patches.
Yeah.
No, wait, I want to read that.
It's okay. I just have one paragraph.
Kind of goes to the
maybe
next.
We won't see Scott today. Yes, and I think his wife up at the airport.
One paragraph I added.
Okay.
That's what I was confident in. And then I wanted to make sure that that was the plan, July 1st. If it's sooner, I'll just take that out.
Local government review actually spent some money.
I thought I heard that at the meeting, but I could be wrong.
The postage and everything on that.
Okay.
Yeah, the flyer. I might charge them for some ink too because they used my color printer.
I think you should, and I think you could charge for your.
You should charge for the hours it took you to set that up, and you need to charge for your hours.
Sorry, I missed the beginning of that.
Because it's gonna end up.
Local government review.
I don't think I can.
What's that?
I don't.
Take, but it would be your. You wouldn't be double dipping, but part of your salary should come out of there.
How do you determine how much? Because part of my salary is paid by the state. I guess my vote is I'm gonna decide. We're not gonna play that.
Well, whatever isn't spent still comes back to.
It would come back to the general fund. But
yeah.
But like in your, because your budget is okay, but in yours, if you needed to, it's much like when we got the CARES money, we were able to take because it did take your
for payroll
a lot of
and
time.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have like an hourly employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Danny worked on whatever to do, and so for you, if Nicole was having
Nicole
to do something,
yeah. That would be easier to do for
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is this looks like the new credit card bill?
We got a bill already?
Well, I don't know.
Didn't we just get our cards like
yeah,
this
we just
week?
Got our cards.
Okay.
So Card Service Center.
Card Service Center is the old one. Yes, so this will be a U.S. bank.
I just don't remember them being printed like that. It's nice.
Oh.
It was each person's name, each department at the top and their card.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so I've reached out to her. We did get our cards. Okay. I've reached out to her on how to go in and get all the limits and everything set up. So I'm working on that and to get into the app because Lindsay has access and I have access. So
That's
we will...
Awesome.
As soon as we can, we might have one more statement from card service, and then as soon as I get all that figured out, we'll get everybody their cards.
Can I go to Reno and you guys pay for the motel?
Yeah. I was hoping that this will make it
easier.
Better for the claims.
I think so. And then she can print it off when we go to, when we meet, and pay that exact amount the day that we meet, or, you know, the week before, or whatever. It'd be a lot closer than what it is now.
I thought so, but... I don't fully understand Will's last trip is we're on the hook for the whole thing, right?
It looks like
is there reimbursement coming? Is there?
No, he said that he is not getting reimbursed this time.
Okay.
Do I think it's right? No. Are we on the hook? Probably so.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Can I go to Reno?
Okay, so we have 70,000 to Prince for gravel.
Mm-hmm. It's 2 years worth.
Yeah.
That one bill was for base and one bill was for something else. Somebody ordered it. I don't know who did.
These guys did.
I ordered 3,000 tons.
Yeah, it's only been 35,000.
There's 5,000 ton each of road mix and base. So.
We paid on road mix.
You didn't order road mix.
Mm-mm.
I mean base mix.
The base is gravel.
The base is the gravel, I think, and then the other is the road mix.
All they got is our pile, quarter inch and a quarter, minus. Which is still road, not base.
Oh, don't do Norton.
That's all I ordered was 3,000 yards per ton. You do it by the ton.
Well, they did 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
We got, the bill is for 5,000 tons. And it comes up to $35,000 each of these. I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure.
It overexpended that line a lot because that was one of the lines we had to adjust prior in this year.
Did they double charge us for that extra gravel?
That's what I was just going to say. They might have double charged us for what we haven't used from the last purchase.
Because this one here says stockpiled at the Decog pit. There's 5,000 ton of 1.5-inch base.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it should be, right?
That's what it should be on.
Three and what's left over stacked there. What we already paid for.
Should have paid for the other one already. A couple of years ago.
So why don't we hold that one and you guys have conversations with Prince?
I agree.
Yes.
What claim number is that one, Ruth?
Because it overexpended that line item by $42,000.
Yeah. 2863.
I talked to you guys in here about it because we wanted to get an order.
Oh, absolutely.
Margo, and if we need to pull a check that we paid last year or whatever, let us know and we'll get that
right.
Pulled.
I think what they've done is they just... At the office, they looked at, well, they stacked another X amount of yards there.
Yeah.
But that was their deal. They wanted to put ours inside the pile.
Yeah, they run the low one, 3/4 minus.
And
so they want us to be.
There'd be no arguments over. As soon as you're out of gravel, you're out of gravel.
Mm-hmm. So, Larnie, how was Bruce yesterday? Good?
Full of it.
Before we're out of
he was, yeah, and you know now he's divorced, and so he's just,
oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, his, yeah, they split up almost 2 years now ago, and so then he's extra full of it.
I agree.
We have never used 10,000.
Probably I should.
My deal was.
No, he's doing good. He still treats us very well.
He's a good guy.
He is.
So is his brother.
They're both
good,
the numbers
good guys.
Yeah.
It's just Bruce is the one that
they figured out would be left over.
I always saw.
They must have charged for that.
1,200 and some.
And I did something nice for him once, and he will never forget it.
In that pile. And, so there's problems.
Because he brings it up every once in a while. Oh. So why are we paying Hannah for the grant writing? But I see, I just needed to read more.
Oh.
So this valley bill, where they filled our tank, to do the fuel non-tax, and they charged us the $4.23. We had signed an agreement that we were only paying X amount.
Well, we need to do fuel bids.
Okay.
Remember we signed that contract that we agreed on a price? We locked that in?
Yes. I can try to pull that contract and see. Valley contract.
I mean, I think we need to pay this because there's going to be a late fee on this. However...
Maybe they'll give us a credit.
Yeah, because the unit price on this non-tax diesel is $4.23.9, and I know when we signed that, I know that the gas was a guarantee. We were buying X amount at $3.15.
Okay.
Because the gas isn't $3.15 now; it's $4 or something, and diesel would have been cheaper.
Okay.
And we all that know one that one was the only one that was locked. The rest of them.
Yes.
Or rack price plus.
Yeah. Which is why, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and possibly the person who made that arrangement with us no longer is employed by them, and so nobody knows that's the arrangement.
Very
that we
possible.
Made. Yes.
My wife stopped a bill from Valley. Is it? We paid last month, this month, or whatever, however they come in, and it was 700 and some bucks. So they just took it, added some other stuff to it, and I did buy those tubs, but it doesn't say anything on the top. Carryover was 1,200 and some. And she couldn't figure out where the hell the carryover was, because that bill says zero balance.
Somewhere there was one month that they missed sending out bills. I want to say it was February. So if you then got a late charge, just know that there's several of us that never got the bill.
Well, they charged $15.
They emailed me 2 months at the same time. It was March and February came together on the deal.
Thank you. Okay, perfect.
They've had some hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I should put
yeah.
You know, it'd be nice if you had something in a receipt that you could deduct, you know, carry over. She looked back and looked at them all, and, you know.
This bill for, and I have no problem with the fact that the job got done, but supplies to repair gate for county yard, was that the fire hall gate?
Yes.
Go repair?
Yeah.
What did you charge?
Shouldn't fire pay for that?
How much was it?
It wasn't very much.
$1,200 or
$1,300.
But that wasn't just the gate.
No.
No. There was something.
There's some labor on there for road.
Yeah.
Okay. Steven said they could probably do it for $320, and yeah. We talked.
It was $133 for that particular line item.
For how much?
$133.
That's pretty good to send two guys in the truck and everything.
That was last summer when we signed that contract, correct?
Okay. Yeah, it was after the bid.
I'm texting Danny, see if she can pull it for us.
It would have been in June.
Because that's when they came and told us about the tank and that they would do all these things because they've done it at the school.
I'm hungry too today.
I shouldn't be.
No, no, that's the whole.
I gotta look for a plane ticket. Send Sean to Nevada. His dad had another heart attack last night. Just said that this morning. I was gonna ask how he was doing. Is he in the hospital still? Yeah.
I noticed it on the expenditure report last time, and I'm seeing it here on this bill. We're still not just giving the museum their money.
I don't know.
Because we're paying their bills again, still.
Okay.
We need to give them $750 in June or July and $750 in November and some of them stop paying their bills.
June and
however it works so that there's money in there be after taxes are collected. But.
Okay. I'll get with Lens on that. We'll get that fixed.
Because trying to figure out the bills and how much money's left then.
Yeah.
We already pay their insurance. Part of the engine. Told you I was cranky.
It's spicy.
$295.
But I might actually give my golf cart back.
Thank you.
All right. Have to put a motor in it or what?
Motor's in it, now it needs fuel pump.
I've never worked on a go-kart. I don't know how hard it is to get the things.
I bought the motor well over a year ago.
Who you got doing the work?
Dustin's landlord. Dustin was going to do it, and he just got where he couldn't. And I have to pay this guy to do it.
I pulled out the form that I pulled out the prints.
You pulled out the 63 one?
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Damn, $10,000.
The bulk of it is that fuel. Because we filled that tank, it was like $4,000.
Yeah, it's road, yeah.
$3,300.
I think you're gonna love that though, to have a tank there.
Yeah, we're running off it now. So
yeah.
We're not paying the real high price.
Does the front corner, do they have a delivery truck?
No. I think when we solicit fuel bids, we ought to ask Town and Country.
Out of Hardin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing them over here more and more.
A lot.
Somebody told me the other day about Town and Country putting propane in a tank that's actually owned by Valley.
Do they bid on our propane? They don't bid on the propane, but we could ask them to.
We should get a bid from them for our off-road diesel and our propane.
Okay.
And even if they wanted to give us a fuel tank that we put the gas in,
okay,
it would be, you know, somehow.
So the museum, the last time we did it and discussed it, the museum gets the bills, then they submit a claim to us to reimburse them for those. That was the agreement that was made the last time the museum stuff happened.
Okay.
I know, so much is just...
Mm-hmm. I know we discussed it a couple of different times and then decided to...
Because it would be nice if it was done like extension or some of these other...
Yes, just give them the money and let them...
Let them pay the bills.
But
yes.
They didn't change the billing on it out of the county.
Oh, thank you, dear.
How much are you getting?
I haven't talked to their board members about changing the bills.
They get all their bills, though. Lindsay said even if she gets the bills, she sends them to the museum. She doesn't pay them directly.
We talked about that for the budgeting part.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah, that we were.
This is the propane lease. That's just the tank lease. But that even says a reduced rate of 10 cents a gallon. I wonder if they give us that. Do they give us the reduced rate of 10 cents a gallon on the propane?
In bulk, it would be. No, that is bulk.
Yeah, this says company cost of propane less 10 cents a gallon.
So that looks.
Are they giving us that? You've got one of those bills there, right? That's the shop and Elliott Avenue.
We'll have a meeting first week in May, and then
3-2-8-7.
Because we'll have a meeting that day then. So you can put it on the
agenda.
Oh,
hey, well, that works out slick.
Yeah.
Okay.
We always have chamber 7, and then I get to come here.
You just get meetings all day long.
That day.
So that might move so we can hire sooner, but the budget part will start July 1st.
Yeah, we talked about making it start July 1st because we kind of planned the budget, but I mean, if we interview now, we're really only looking at
They could actually start June 21st because that's when the new payroll starts,
right,
and that pulls.
Okay.
But even if we had them start, it's just 1 month, and you've obviously, we were doing fine with the three.
Yeah.
Just sounds, July 1st sounds a long ways away.
It's really not.
It's not.
So So Marley, I can get that posted whenever we think we have job up. We were going to update the job application.
Yes, I will work on that. Yeah,
we'll work on that this today or tomorrow.
That was all I.
Maybe it'd be. Would it be on the yellow receipts, Ruth?
So they're supposed to get us send something out of discount on propane.
Yeah, and it's
what I'll do is I'm just going to remove that whole line that we can hire us or whenever we
they don't put the.
So they're saying that you could hire someone for.
So there's no way to know.
Budget and then next year's budget.
Well, all you gotta do is ask them. They're gonna tell you no.
That long to find somebody.
It says in the contract.
I know, they're gonna tell you no because that contract wouldn't say about the price of that diesel.
It doesn't, that's just the propane tank. I don't have the fuel tank.
Because it's diesel that they charged on fill that tank for data 423. Which is high.
High.
Should have been cheaper than that because it's not on road.
Well, the on road is over five. It was 423.9. That's what we.
I'll be right back.
Should take that claim.
There's water in the YRV, so this, a lot of this bridge thing is
moot.
Yeah. These are the pictures of the bridge.
No, we can.
Max.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Adam this morning.
What did he say?
He's going to talk about it when he calls in.
Yeah.
And I told him it's a perfect candidate for rail cars. Mm. Yes, you can see the concrete abutments are there.
Yeah.
They just got to lay and set them down on it.
Yeah, and see, you can see here,
the timbers that are rotten.
Badly.
Mm-hmm. Like, right there. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about that crack, right? Like, but there's water in there now, so.
Three or four of them are just completely rotted.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about some railroad cars?
That was my suggestion, but of course, Adam doesn't like it because there's no engineering money in it.
Yeah, and there's no load rating on it.
No.
But other than looking at the bridge and telling us what's wrong with it, yeah, it's up to us to fix it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. You guys do what you want. Your bridge.
He's not going to give us any money. Find us any money.
No, it's not a state inspected bridge. It's under 20.
Mm-hmm. It's like the one out at Oak Ridge.
We can make it wider. That's all we need is a little wider bridge and they'll pay for it. How much are those railroad cars?
Well, about 11.
Oh, those ones that I got?
10 or 11,000?
Yeah, and I imagine we can get them even better.
But the, you know, they're about 20 foot that bridge, and those are 40 foot cars. So you got 10 feet hanging out each end, which is going to be huge support.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just screw out those cracks, the water's not going in there behind it.
I think the water would be a way away from it.
Yeah, I think the Oakland Bridge is really nice.
Yes, yeah. It works well. And I don't remember what the load rating on those cars were, but it was big.
Yeah, it was.
And you got two of them.
We got two of them. Just got the axles on. And it was a fight, you know, to get that.
Yeah. So are we going to have the same fight with these landowners?
I doubt it.
Or one landowner lives right there?
It's just
time.
It is. It's just time, and the equipment's bigger, and you know,
much bigger.
And it handles a lot of weight. And that's why I like to say it rather than thinking you put a sign up that says the load rating or something, and they're going to advise that. They're going to get the crop to either the salvage pit or to the beet dump or wherever it is.
I'm sure if you ask them, they'd load their trucks lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's like like the fire department when they wanted fire restrictions, but when I went to the meeting, they, every one of them told me they would not obey the restriction themselves. Yeah.
Quick clarification, the museum bill, were you talking about the Valley bill? She sent that bill to Naomi. It's not paid on on here. So.
After I went back and looked at it again, I thought, oh, she's got minus museum bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Try to do something with it.
Yeah.
So, but on that one, I think we should have more than two. Don't you think we should have three of the places to give it a
We're going to be getting into rebuilding the abutments.
Oh, the abutments underneath aren't winer for that?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it really just a one vehicle bridge right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, there's only one person here.
Yeah. Well, I was the only one on driving over it when I went over it, but I didn't think about it. Could I meet somebody on it?
No.
Yeah, and you know, once everybody got on board, that went together pretty fast.
So we're thinking around 50,000
fix it. Oh, we'll be willing to do that.
25, maybe.
Yeah, that other one. Well, but I bet we were into that other one, about 35 with the metal and everything when we were all done. When you
yeah, I don't remember what it was.
The two decks.
5,000.
And then Prince did bring in some gravel on that, you know, when they, because they put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we won't have that now with the abutment.
Right.
We'll bring in the own gravel to level out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
can't even say my name today. Bless you.
That's
that happens. Thank you.
Yeah, we need an excavator to lift them up. And I don't think we need to deck it like we can tell 4 feet. Only reason I had to deck that one is to get the cattle across.
Well, and that one board was rotting.
Yeah, those were rotten boards.
Yeah. So the flip woods, we need to tell them we don't want rotten boards.
Exactly.
I can do that.
Yeah. And they're 40 foot?
Those ones are 40 foot.
40 by 8, I believe, yeah. But ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 40 by 16 bridge, which is big for that little hole.
Cool. What do you think we can get on this project?
Well, we got to get the... Gotta get the pine woods and get the decks.
Which, yes, but
and then.
It's always going to work on there.
But with the abutments already there, we can do it with the water in the hole.
Right. That would be the thing. So it would kind of be around Prince and landowners because there's no good time to take it out. We all know that, right?
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when you do it.
There's
not
no
good
time.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be a long period of time.
Oh, that other
one. If all of the materials there, it could be done in a day, I would assume.
Yeah, but that Oberon one, they did it in, they did it while we were doing the road up there, but it was within 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one was quick.
They
but they had to do the dirt work for
they
it.
They had to do quite a bit of dirt work on it. Well, this makes me feel good when I got the email from Adam saying he looked at it. I brought it up, I don't know.
You mentioned it last meeting, I got to thinking. We've been working on the top deck of it, repairing that.
Right.
Better go under here and look.
Yeah. Yeah, because all I get is complaints and I haven't driven down there. And full disclosure, I didn't really want to because that last bridge, you said there were snakes that came out of the side. I'm not joking. There was a big old dead bull snake right next to the Yellowstone River this morning. They're out. I was like, I'm not, no, I don't. For what we're paid in this job, I don't need to do that. There's other people that can go investigate in case something pokes their head out at me.
We have, I don't have a cash report, but I'm guessing cash is probably pretty close to this. A capital project bridge fund has $35,000.
Yeah, and we'll just by the new year, by the time this project will be.
Yeah, and there'll be some federal mineral royalty money flowing here.
Mm-hmm.
How much you say this year? Missed it last year.
About
I say 300?
No, you said it was going to be 1.5 million.
Oh. Got a dream, man. Yeah,
well, thank you.
What do we wind up getting to?
200,000. Yeah. All right, that almost 750.
I had a plan once we were spending below that, but.
It's going to fluctuate.
If you have a 200 plan on getting $200 a year,
yeah.
You would expect it to have more of a regulated flow of income funds, not, you know.
Just outgoing.
Yeah, that's going to be done for the Christmas for the employees that we got in the federal law.
Didn't buy the Christmas though.
And they're spraying behind the fire hall right now. Whatever else you can find.
Who's spraying?
Dooner.
Behind here?
Find out there what they do.
Oh my gosh, the goat head is so horrible in town. This lot over here of Klein's is just solid. Just solid. I've seen a lot of things walking the dog.
Is he just using the four-wheeler?
Right now, of course, we got to get to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the pickup.
Oh, yeah. Cash is $36,000. Good job.
It's growing much faster than usual.
Aren't they?
Oh.
You know, it looks to me like out on the state road, you know, the Target State Road, they put like a sterile lunch around all the delineators.
Oh, did
it? I don't know. I looked at it yesterday, but it's just one of the reasons. And it's brown, you know, and then it's green, but it's a brown one, just on those. So it's good on them.
And then they have to go all around it.
And then try and it brings that tall part here.
That's when I was at Richland County, that's where we did the airport.
Yeah.
Spray the light around the lights, and the rest of it was mowed and hayed.
Right.
I'm almost kind of, I don't know if you can hay this down here in this airport, could you?
Yeah, it would probably have to be burnt first.
Well, but I mean, it's boggy, you have to tie.
Yeah, down in the middle in that one hole. Yeah. If they burn it and leveled it a little bit, they could get a good amount of hay on it.
So I think we need to put the weight on that and put out bids for the lease on a tractor, right? A tractor lease, or what are you thinking on that?
Yeah, I don't see. Well, I talked to Bill the other day. He didn't even know. He asked me if we needed a tractor yet. But Justin told me they don't do this no more.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to check into it. Yeah, we need to find that.
Okay.
John Deere to give us a bid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else.
Well, Justin said they want to be included in it.
Well, that's what he told me. I said, well, you don't have enough tractors. You just send me that email.
Yeah. Be careful what you say, because
yeah.
I'll remember it.
Yeah. And it's in an email, so it's written down. It wasn't a telephone conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have enough tractors.
You spend too much time at the grocery store.
So who does the Ford New Holland tractors? Is that there in China?
Ford New Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson's. I love it.
Oh, Ferguson's like those too.
Those blue ones are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get my email from Jacob Brotzler about the reroute when they do these bridges?
I did.
Okay. They wanted to just confirm that those routes are still good, Bench Road and...
I think they need to come have a conversation with us.
We need to bring a piece of paper that we can sign that they agree to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to come and finalize exactly. This isn't just something I feel comfortable doing in verbal because...
We've been tip on those before.
The fact that the gentleman explained to me that the state is paying Yellowstone County, we'd like to maybe have a little bit of compensation for the...
I have his cell number, and he said we could call him. So, do we want to? No, we're waiting on Adam. But do we want to call him, or? Do you want me to just say, hey, you need to come to the next meeting?
Well, see, you already offered that and didn't reply.
I think you ought to just request on email that you come to the next meeting.
Okay.
Because this is going to be just a short-term detour.
They're going to tear our road up, something awful.
Well, just the traffic on it alone is going to be a nightmare.
Private through traffic or whatever.
Any of it puts all of the obligations on the county, we are legal people to mend it, to watch that it's private traffic. The road department would have to keep up the road because they couldn't make it private traffic. I think there needs to be some kind of a something.
But they need to be turned off down the reservation here. Go to the interstate.
Or they can turn it Sarpy and go to the interstate.
Is this not what they did? Does anyone remember last year Forsyth with the country club one, was it? Did they have it shut? They didn't, did they?
Yeah. After the flood, it was closed for a long time.
It was closed for a little while, then they had a detour to go around it while they rebuilt the bridge.
That's what I thought. They had to do something there because the people that weekend it happened, the people that big golf tournament, the people had to move to the
hospital.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so there's a way that they can.
I'm pretty sure by the next golf tournament they add the work around.
Had to get a bigger culvert.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because I would imagine it's going to be the most of the. It's a pretty long time to replace those.
They're putting box culverts in.
Well, by the time they tear out and then get ready to put the culvert in and then get the culvert here, yeah, it's going to be a while. And they're replacing how many of them?
I mean, if you think the logistics of this, this is going to be, they'll do it when the ditch is shut off, which is hours. And what is the traffic on that road about that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you do run into the point also that there could be snow. And
that puts it on us to keep the road open.
There will be a certain number that use frontage. And that road will not handle traffic.
It's got a single lane bridge, too.
So did you do the fire training for blading at the dump yesterday? That was cool.
No.
That was a good fire we had.
Yeah, we jumped the fence and went out into the field.
Yeah,
would you burn the pile out there?
The whole thing.
Yeah. So where did all
first
those trees come from?
Wind.
Yeah. Where did all those big trees come from?
States.
Oh, okay.
The old Hawaii, we're going.
Okay.
Forsyth. No, green trees, so they don't know where to go.
No. No. Not at all.
No, but they should pay us to handle them.
They do. July, Philip and Roger are going to be gone at the same time. Stephanie, if that's okay. Who? Stephanie Fox.
Yeah.
She's done it before.
Oh,
The whole month, those two are going to be gone?
I don't know. I think it was just a week.
It's a week or something because they were. Oh, I'm going to have to give up my trip. I said, no, you're not. We'll find somebody. I'll sit out there if I have to, but don't cancel your trip because, and it was Bill that was going to cancel his and let Roger go. I said, don't do that.
Yeah, Stephanie's been out there.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, we can use her. And Deb's the only one that has removed anything. She's got what she wants, and I guess the rest don't hold it about. Nobody's even inquired about it. Yeah.
Haul it off, you will find out.
What is it, that's the stuff?
All the fencing that are.
Oh, okay.
And the floor for those. Our stuff, which is the workbench with all the stuff that we have. Cemetery's got a pump in there. And we can just move that over to, under our bench in the shop. That's not a big deal. Mainly the fencing that's laying there.
Tom, being that it's got a gate on and stuff now, we'd have to be able to put some stuff behind the fire hall come summertime, shouldn't we?
Gate's wide open.
Of course it is.
Everybody in Heisman was gonna die if we didn't get this done, but.
Well, and if you go behind the yucca where the residence part was, you can walk over that.
Yeah, you walk right through it. I don't know who put the other fence in.
The wood one?
Yeah.
Sean did.
That's a nice fence.
It is nice.
Should have continued all the way around, take that fence out.
Again, then you run into, we don't like that kind of fence or whatever, so you have to come to agreement with the 89ers. But I think that fencing in that's in this shop, it is supposed to be on the backside of, you know, because it matches.
Between Tommy's and, yes.
And so I think we need to hire somebody to put it up. The fire department was going to, that's my feeling, I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I agree. We need to get that fence done and.
Wes put the other part up.
Right.
But he got a rash of crap because he charged to do it.
Of course he charged to do it. We hired him to do it.
Yeah, and he got a bunch of crap from the rest of the fire department. Thought he should have did it for free.
But the fire department didn't pay for it, so they can.
And who?
Well, they did.
Who did? Who? Where were they when he was doing it?
Exactly. There was no. He had no help.
Yeah. His daughter helped him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but we paid her too. But it's. Yeah.
So if we can, if Wes would like to do it, I don't know, how do we go about that? Do we have to put it out to bids for something?
Well, he already did the other fence. I think we can just have him continue the fence.
Yeah.
So get a hold of Wes and see if he can get it done.
I know he's pretty darn busy, but.
He is.
We can, I'll talk to him.
And he's already burning the cantaloupe bull's ends, but.
And it's not like it. Because I mean, we want it out of that sand room so that then we can have him put concrete.
Yeah.
But he can put, you know, we can move it over there. Because if it's going to get done within this summer, you know, before the snow flies, it's okay to just get it over to the location that's going to be.
Just set it over there.
Just set it over there between the canister thing and the fence will go, and it should be good. You've already sprayed the weeds, so that.
Sure, that'll be done again before the end.
Oh, of course.
Multiple times.
But that new gravel's really knocked a lot of them down.
Yes.
Just around the edge.
Do we need more gravel back there? I haven't been back there in a while. Do we need more gravel?
I don't think so.
It's nice back there.
Yeah.
It really is. It's.
Most we would need is like Wes go in there with his skid steer and move it around a little more.
Because there was. When I was back there the last time, and it was a little bit muddy, there was a space between where the gravel ended and the concrete, and it was like, oh, we got to walk through the mud to get to the.
Yeah,
but I think that's been spread out a little bit since then. So.
We were moving it with a big loader, and that's.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Not like skid steer.
No.
Wes went in there and moved it around. It'd be a lot better.
And he can do that when he does the fence.
Good idea.
Yeah, and he can go to county, and it's not paid by the fire department. And so that, and it wasn't paid before by the fire department. I feel certain it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I think it was taken out of facilities or something.
Because when we determined to go ahead and hire him to do it because it wasn't going to get done,
no,
we knew we were going to pay the bill.
It's the fire department.
We did not spend their money.
You'll have to go out on the highway and spray down a bee trailer the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Truck hauling bees broke down out there.
Oh, and then they get too hot.
Okay. They needed water. So they called Scott and asked him.
Scott went out.
Ask him,
He's, what do you expect me to do? Want me to bring out vials of water? You know, he said, he told him, he said, call the fire department, have them wet the truck down.
Nope. Judy Lynn went and hooked up to it and took it away.
Because he does have a lot of bees. Judy does.
Yeah, I don't know if he took it on and it was going to South Dakota, I think. Mm. Or if he just took it on.
We got our $1.5 million, correct, Julie? Or how much was in that check on that? I figured around 1.4.
1.4. It was like just under.
Because if you take this 6%.
Yeah, it was like 1,400,000. 1,485,000, something like that.
Because I had just been there on a different closing the day before, and that's why I called Hannah. Because she asked me how I wanted deposited, or how I wanted the funds. And I said, if you can just put it in the account, and I don't have to take this money because it was for an estate, that would be great. So I gave her the void of change, because we have a courier that just goes in, puts it in, so it doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a wire or anything. I was like, well, that would be handy. Because I realize it's, you get it reissued, everything is fine. But it just saves on all the time. And then Hannah said you didn't have those kind of deposit slips or whatever. I'd given a voided check just because.
Oh, yeah, that's not the account that it was going into.
Right.
There's no checks on that account.
Yeah.
Is that Marley's phone, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you have to sell, you can trick it up and whatever.
Oh, crap. It was probably Adam.
You lose an hour. You lose an hour and a half of time.
Lindsay has a question for you.
I'm a party one, and so my time is very valuable, but I try to do as much efficiently as I can.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Hello, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam, you're on speaker with the commissioners.
How's it going, everyone?
Good, yourself?
Oh, not too shabby. Not too shabby. It's getting warm, so no complaints here. I'm just going to jump right into things here. So, did you guys get my email sent kind of towards the later part of yesterday about Knackley Bridge?
Yes, and I actually brought my iPad with it so we could look at the pictures.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to try and summarize. There's a lot of detail there as far as, like, issues, causes, solutions, all in the same thing, but I'm gonna high level kind of explain it. So first thing I mentioned on there is the girders, they're crushing at the bearings. And that was specifically on the north side or the north abutment there. I think there was like 8 out of 14 of them that had a crushing bearing. What this is caused by is at the end of the beam, there's a right above the abutment, there is usually a back wall right there. And that back wall can be, I mean, corrugated metal, sometimes it's concrete. Usually for like a timber bridge, it's a timber back wall. It just keeps soil from actually getting on the end of those beams. Well, it doesn't have one that's functioning correctly. So because there's dirt right there at the end of the beams, they basically take moisture and kind of get it right there to the end of the beams, and the end of the beams rots, which causes the bearing failure. And if you look on there, I did send you a picture, two pictures of crushed bearings on it. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, we're looking right at them.
Okay. So the thing about a crush bearing failure that you guys should know is that usually crush bearings by themselves, they're not a catastrophic, like very sudden failure. They are a failure that usually gets worse over time, and it just slowly crushes on those beams. So the crush bearing is usually a red flag of deterioration, and it can lead to other issues, but usually it's a slow failure. What it does lead to is where you have that crush bearing, it kind of creates almost like a notched beam right there. And what it can do is it can actually cause a splitting failure right there next to the actual crush bearing. That's the thing you guys should really be aware of and be worried about, because with a crushed bearing, or that splitting failure, that splitting failure can be sudden and it can come down very quickly. So one of the things that I recommended on there is basically buying these screws I recommended. They're about 12 inches long and they're threaded the entire length. You can install them right next to the crush bearings there in order to kind of strengthen that section. And it helps just prevent or reduce the likelihood that you're going to get the other failure type. Does that make sense?
Yep.
But there's water in the ditch now.
Oh, awesome. You got scuba gear, right, Robin?
Yeah.
He's over there.
Yeah, Robin's here. Do you think there's a pretty good chance it'll last the summer and we can put boxcars over it this fall or whatever? We'd probably do it while there's water in it, though.
Yes, you can, with the abutments in place.
With the abutments already in place, couldn't we set two railroad boxcars or flat cars on it and do the ends and just totally tear this one out because it's old?
Are you guys thinking of replacing the abutments, or are you going to leave the abutments as they are?
Leave the abutments as they are, and then, because they're 40 foot, it's under 20 to go across it, so there'd be still a lot of it sitting on the ground behind those abutments.
Sure.
Load-bearing.
Sorry, what was that, Marlo?
Just for load-bearing, you know, there's going to be 10 foot or better on both sides of behind the abutments. On the ground.
For sure. This thing could last the summer. I can't say that it won't, but the risk that you run is when I went out there with Robin, I mean, all we did is take a visual inspection. Yeah, we took a hammer to it, and we found some deteriorated girders, which are kind of outlined in this email. So as much as we did go out there and take a visual inspection of it, we didn't go out there and do any drilling or testing inside of those beams. So there's a little bit of ambiguity on how far that deterioration from the crush girder actually goes up into those existing timber girders right there. And that's the thing I don't know. That's actually one of the benefits of getting some of those screws and like screwing them up into the ends of those beams, because then, I mean, then you can actually detect a little bit better whether or not the entire end of the beam is completely rotten away, or if it's just right there at the actual bearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever gone out there, like Marlo, I'm sure you've gone out there and put a screw in something, and the thing just sits there and spins, and you're like, oh crap, this thing's rotten to the core. Like, that's kind of the thought process behind what I was suggesting there.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of risk there. I can't tell you exactly whether or not that thing is going to have problems, additional problems or anything like that, because I'm not sure how deep that deterioration goes. But what I did do is did a load rating analysis with those two girders missing, and it would be, like, if we were to recommend it, it would be posted for 4 tons. You guys already have it 5 tons. I mean, it's in the ballpark of right where it should be posted for. If it was an MDT route, they would absolutely recommend closure of this thing. So it's really up to you guys on where your risk level is. If people are just driving across it with a car or something like that, the chances are low that there is going to be an issue. Now, if people are actually driving across that thing with heavy equipment, you might have some problems.
Well, we don't want a problem. Well, I know if we asked these guys, they wouldn't load their trucks real heavy to haul stuff.
Hopefully we could get them to go around until you guys got a chance to replace it, but yeah.
You think you can do it with the water in the ditch?
Yeah, with the abutments there, no problem.
Okay. But we're hoping to have it in a couple of months or under completed with new decking. Is our thoughts.
At least
yeah, like a rail car bridge or something.
Yeah. It's just getting our hands on them and getting them there.
Yeah, and I completely understand that. It's really up to you guys as far as what your risk level is, because there are some things I just can't tell you for certain because I don't have that information. What I would say is that if you guys are willing to kind of keep your eye on it and stuff like that, and it would be even better if you could get in there and put the screws in that I was recommending, you guys might be okay to go ahead and go all the way through the summer there, as long as you have a plan of action to kind of take care of this thing. But I would be trying to take a look at it, if you can, to get in there and just make sure something isn't happening. Last thing that you want is things to start progressing quickly and then just fall down. But on the flip side, people are actively driving across it. I think Marley's husband drove across it with me under there, and thank God I'm not dead, you know.
Oh, heck. Those are the line of thoughts we're thinking, is just put boxcar decking over it. And we'll be back in business.
So, a couple things on that boxcar decking, what I would recommend to you guys. On that thing, if you're putting a boxcar out there, I would highly recommend, especially where it's in contact with the soil, put some kind of moisture barrier down there so it's not directly in contact with the soil. Because that soil has a tendency to kind of hold moisture and wick it in, and then it's going to accelerate corrosion of the end of that thing out there past the abutment. So if you can set down like a filter fabric or something like that, a barrier to make sure it's not directly on soil that's saturated, you're going to get... it's going to last a lot longer in that situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That
yes,
can
sir.
Be the ditch company's contribution. They should have some fabric.
Oh, lining? Ditch lining?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's a waterproof membrane or something like that, even some extras, like some extras from when they went out there and did like a ditch lining, it wouldn't take much, and that would absolutely help you guys out.
Yeah. Yep.
But wouldn't that hold water from the top?
You can. You'd want to slope it, would be the other thing. Absolutely. You'd want to get that sloped. I know it's... Go ahead. I can barely hear you.
It was just me mumbling, Adam. If we crowned the road under it properly and put the fabric down, then it would work. It would run off.
Yeah. And with those rail cars, I mean, I don't know how you guys' rail cars are situated, but if you're doing two of them side by side, if you can go ahead and keep that thing in the center, then that would help it. And then you can do it to the soil behind there. But on top of it, you can always shim the bearing on top of that existing abutment right there. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing on that, what I wanted to mention about that bearing is if you guys are going to use the existing abutment right there, what I would say, I mean, there's a couple of repairs on there as far as filling the crack in there and stuff, and then it would be a good idea to get some kind of grout to go on the front where there's some honeycombing. And Robin saw that. I mean, he knows what I'm talking about out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys are going to do that, what I'd recommend is not making that thing too wide. Try to limit it to the portion where there's actually an abutment there. The bridges, you have it. Part of it's loading the actual abutment. Part of it's loading the wing wall. Like, if you actually, I have another picture. I don't know if I sent it to you guys. Their beams are actually actively sitting on the wing wall, and it's caused a crack in the wing wall. It hasn't collapsed, but it's loaded up in an area it wasn't originally intended to take. Like, wing walls are actually designed to take lateral loads. They're not really designed to take these big vertical loads. So what I'd recommend is just try to keep that thing. You don't want to make it too narrow or anything like that, but try to keep it off of the wing wall. And right front, does that make sense? Robin, can you kind of share if I'm not making sense here?
No, that's fine. I understand.
Yeah, the last one we did, they actually, Prince brought in those cement blocks, and we put those, they put those in because we didn't have the...
No embutments.
Yeah, yeah. And they weigh a bunch.
That, for sure.
Yeah. I can't remember how much they weigh, but they weigh a lot.
2,000 pounds.
Yeah, at least. Is it? And they just set those in place and then put that on top to stabilize the soil behind.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think just a couple practical, like, changes like that would help you guys out. I mean, I've been forthright with you guys just about my opinions on rail cars, but I also understand you guys' position just trying to maximize every dollar that you guys have. I mean...
Well, this is really only used by a few people. Again, kind of like the Gibson Bridge was... Now, that was a very expensive bridge for four families, but you got to do what you got to do. You know...
I mean, we couldn't have fixed that one that way.
No. No, and I think the benefit of the Gibson one is at the end of the day, you guys definitely got it 100% paid for, but there was also a certain amount of time where you didn't have that security, so...
Absolutely.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, ideally, it would be great to always do them like that. However, this is the world we live in, and the funds seem to have dried up on a lot of those kind of projects at this point. So we have to get creative.
For sure. For sure.
And we think we can afford the railroad cars. We can't afford a $300,000 bridge.
And every irrigation canal. Oh, there's a lot of bridges like this over irrigation ditches here.
Yeah. And one of the things you could do if you guys wanted to, we could actually tell you what steel beam sizes to get. Like other counties like Golden Valley did this on one of their superstructure replacements. Instead of getting a rail car, we can tell you what size beams and what spacing to put them at, and then give you recommendations on the decking, and we can provide details on that, and then you're just ripping out whatever is there and then putting back steel beams and then potentially putting back a timber deck. Like, you don't have to go full, you don't even have to go full on like Gibson Bridge replacement, but you can do a superstructure replacement. And so there are intermediate options in there. Like, does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because we got to go out and see if we can even find a rail car at this point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have any more questions on this one? Any other thoughts? I mean, I really, like, initially, actually, I want to add one more thing. I initially was sitting back there going, man, Robin, I think my recommendations to be... like, ultimately, they should probably close this bridge. But after taking a look at some of the numbers, and I think it's kind of in that gray area, like, to where I think we can justify a 5-ton load posting out there, but there's also some information I just don't have at this point to be able to give you guys security on whether or not that thing's going to hold up through the summer, especially if there's already water in there and you guys can't install the screws like we were recommending. So... I hate to be wishy-washy on you guys, but that's kind of where we landed.
Well, you're the expert, Adam, but none of us know when a bridge is going to fail.
True. I think it might be worth going ahead and telling those people, like, hey, showing them those pictures and actually just stressing to them, like, take your heavy loads around. Do not do that.
Yeah.
Do not go across the bridge, so.
We talk to them. The only ones that are there is the ACs.
Do the ACs even go in that way?
I would imagine they do.
Different times, and they come out that way, too. Well, I guess Jack, and he's hauling something. He might go to Miles City or something. He might go out that way.
Yeah.
We'll visit with the peoples.
Yeah, as we come up with a plan.
So we get a sure shot plan, just tell them, you know.
So the state is going to redo some bridges here on the old US 10, and they want to use some roads here as the detours. Do you know, is it within reason for a county to ask for some compensation or something if they're going to be using our roads as their detour?
I think their gravel roads absolutely can. I mean, the state of Montana might not actually want to do that. They might say no, but you absolutely can ask for it. Like, a lot of the times what we've had are, like, when wind farm projects come in or oil and gas or something like that, we go through and do a pre-construction survey where we actually grab samples and we kind of get a gradation of the gravel. And then after construction is done, we go back and grab gradations afterwards, and we have, like, physical data saying, look, this is the deterioration on the road that was caused, and here's the length of it or whatever. We get coordinates. Guys can have that conversation as far as like, hey, your project actively impacted our roads here, which costed us money. So I don't know if it's going to fly with the state of Montana, but you could definitely ask them that, ask them whether or not that's okay, or just say, hey, we want you guys to go ahead and gravel this road afterwards, include it within your project, because it's a part of the detour route.
Absolutely. Great. I was going to do it anyway, but it's nice to know there's...
They do the same on asphalt roads.
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't say no unless I ask, and so I got to ask.
My wife always tells me, she's like, it's my right to go ahead and ask, it's their right to say no.
I'm with your wife. I agree 100%, because there is going to be an impact, and it shouldn't be on our taxpayers to have to cover for their inability to come up with a plan for their detour.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have anything else? Are you good? Yep. Does this answer your questions?
Yep, very much so. Thank you.
All right, well, until I talk to you guys again, I hope you guys have a great week and great month.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
So do you want me to go source it, see if we can find the rail coverage?
I think it's our cheapest and best fix
and
for
quickest.
That bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's something we can get done instead of
waiting for water to be turned off.
Because you can't even, those screws he was talking about, you can't even put those in with water in the ditch, can you?
And I don't think they would do us any good. That side of the bridge is fallen, so it's affecting the decking. Mm-hmm. Every time the guy crossed it, it's going like this and causing holes on the decking. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be a fix.
You want a motion?
I don't know if we need a motion, because we got to find it. So, but we won't be back together. So
I want you to snag the deal, though, if there is one out there. I move that Ruth be allowed to purchase if she finds.
I second that.
Okay, we'll do it within, and it will be within reason. You know that.
Yeah.
All favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll get started on it.
I hate to have to go do something. You're trying to find them, and you have no authority to buy anything.
Yeah,
and you
can find the deal.
Buy a can of pop, you know.
And they're not going to hold them for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that makes it rough.
Yeah,
okay. This will make Kenny feel better, too. This makes me feel really good that they finally looked at it.
Yeah.
And when I had to meet people in Forsyth yesterday, and I saw the ditches on, I was like, well, so I'd just seen his email, and he was like, that's unfortunate.
I don't know, guy to take a boat or what he would do to put those screws in.
Yeah, I don't think it's
waiters.
It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
And those aren't going to be cheap either.
No.
And then the labor to put them in.
Wow. And then once you finally get down there with the expensive bolts and realize it's rotten.
Yeah.
All the way through.
There's nothing to hold it.
But, you know, I don't think it done it overnight.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So, I mean,
it's like the rest of
it's failing. It needs to be redone. But, I mean, I feel it's just as good probably today as it was all winter.
Oh, definitely. It's just slowly getting...
Yeah. And it's, you know...
It's just time, age.
But if we can get it changed sometime this summer, I don't think we're going to have a problem. We'll talk to them. No, they got super big, heavy.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Maybe go around.
I just want to ask permission.
Get it changed up, because then we take it out, you're going to have to go around anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's going to take a day to do it.
Yes.
But that's, you know, got to talk to friends.
We're done with our old cards now, right?
Yeah.
We use the new ones?
Yeah, you should be able to use the new ones, yes.
I haven't used mine yet either, but.
I've got to get the limits.
I like those books. I think they're about the handiest things.
They work pretty slick out there.
Wing walls are at the same level as everything.
Yeah.
So it can sit on the wing walls.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're not built for that. But they're on the outside edge where nobody drives anyway. I don't think we have a problem with that.
We all take our half of the road out of the center.
Exactly.
That would be better. Get that done.
Yeah, I think it'd be.
Find 10 more bridges for you to do.
That's not hard to do. Unfortunately, that's the same way in the whole state.
It is everywhere.
It's the United States. Look at some of that big intersection, some of them cities with those main roads and stuff that's failing. Big bridges. That one, they said over 6,000 to 7,000 cars a day run over it. You can see where it's rusting out, you know, and the abutments coming down. They don't know where to traffic people to get them off of it. That's where a problem would be. Someday it's going to fall.
Well, it's like River Bridge. We don't, any of us know when it was going to fail, but we knew it was going to fail. Yeah. It could still be being driven over and not have a problem, but.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
How are they were doing on River Bridge?
I heard a word.
I haven't heard anything.
Hannah's the only one who looks at it. She says they've done that core sampling, which is progress. They're still doing something.
But there's water in the ditch now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were never going to do something this spring because it takes so long for them to plan. I don't understand, because that Gibson Bridge, it was built someplace else.
Mm-hmm. And hauled in.
Yeah. And you can do that 24/7 year round. So.
As long as you got the abutments there.
Yeah. But.
It's government. That's why I wanted to do the motion to give you the permission, because
it
would only to slow the government process any slower.
It's a turtle pace.
Hope Prince ain't too busy to get over here to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, aren't they going to start on Sharpie Creek?
I don't know what all they're going to do up there.
Yeah, I haven't heard any more on that.
They got the hanging around on the roads and stuff.
Pink flags along there.
They sent out paperwork for us to sign.
Sharpie Creek was well represented last night.
Over the arm movement.
There was a, what'd they call it?
Senior Night Live. It was hilarious.
It was a nice evening.
Was it a good turnout?
Oh, it was. Yeah. There was a bunch of people there. They were hilarious. Yeah, Stetson did really good. Him and Vash killed me. They were hilarious.
It was a fun evening.
That's nice to finally bring some drama back into the.
They loved it.
They used to have a junior. We'd have a junior play and a senior play.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That was part of the deal.
And oh.
Multiple concerts and that, but more kids.
Yeah. It was fun.
In the old school, there was an actual auditorium and stage, not part of the lounge room.
Gotcha. It was fun. It was good.
Does that make me sound like an old school?
The old school has only been gone about 30 years.
Yeah. Well, that's what I am.
As long as you don't remember when they built the old school.
No, that'd be my mom.
I told somebody the other day, they were talking about getting old and not wanting to get old. Yeah. And I said, I have no problem getting old as long as I can be 91 years old and still be like Shirley Redlin and still keep going.
Mom is a rock star.
You can come up here.
She right? is. My gosh.
Robin's just chilling over there.
I keep telling her she is. And she's like, then she'll go back.
I'm worried about you.
You might ask me questions I don't know the answers to. How are you guys?
Good. And yourself?
How are you?
Good.
I'm good. So.
Hey, Robin. See ya.
Bye,
Thank
Robin.
You very much, Robin.
You bet.
Little update, all quarter three grant reporting requirements were completed, submitted for payments. Dang, I knew I forgot something. I have a check in the office. I was there, just didn't remember it. We're working on quarter four budget reconciliations and spend down plans. So for 26 and 27, all of the task orders are in progress and those will be coming for signature soon. So the state does a master contract that, if I understand it correctly, is like a blanket that covers all the grants that we have. So the master contract is here, and then all the task orders are underneath for each grant. The master contract is only completed every 10 years. So guess what? I was on a tobacco work plan meeting a couple weeks ago, and they said, well, if you haven't received your master contract, and I assumed it probably came to you guys, but it doesn't. It's supposed to come to health. So I reached out to the person that was checking if you haven't seen this or have any questions. So she said, well, we don't even have an email address for the health department. So I resolved that. The original master contracts came out on March 13th. We received ours on April 16th. So my goal is by this Friday to have gone through that and make all the updates. I'm just going to take, I've asked Marley for the insurance updated information. There were some things in there that a lot of the other counties had concerns about through the AMFO organization. AMFO, I can't even tell you what it all means, but we pay dues to it and they like represent us and do things as a group. So they've written to the state. One of the items of contention is that there's language in the new master contract that asks for a $6 million cyber something protection.
Cyber security.
So, and AMFO came back and said that there are no counties in the state of Montana that are anywhere near meeting that $6 million requirement. So that was one of them. The other thing that would affect us directly is the need to have background checks for anybody working under a grant, which I don't so much as have a problem with a background check. I just don't know anything about how to go back now and get that set up to happen. I think that there's enough funding in each of the grants to have background checks, but I have a call with this April lady that's running the master contracts on Thursday at 1 o'clock. That is, if I have any questions after I go through and make the updates, that I can ask her the questions before I tell her the draft is ready to come to you guys. So, do you guys have questions or input about any of that? Most of it, I sent it to Hannah yesterday. Most of that contract language is so far above, you know, I don't even understand the language, right, how it's written, so. But I'll give them what we have, I'll update the information.
That's all you can do.
And we'll go from there. So I'm a little out of my league with that. I attended the preparedness summit last week, which is really good. And by doing that virtual option, now we have access to like 80 on-demand sessions. One thing that was really cool about that is, you know how when we do an LAPC meeting, it's so hard to engage. We're supposed to be compliant with ICS and all these different levels of preparedness. There's companies that have made games that are interactive and they're short. Like we could do a game at our LAPC meeting that would just show, like, as a commissioner, what would you guys be doing if a dam broke, or what would public health be doing? Well, now that's not the right answer. So I really liked that. That was good. As far as grant specifics, nothing new to report on immunization and public health system improvement. Maternal child health today was going to finish up bullying prevention at the school and their t-shirts, but that's been moved to tomorrow. So our next LEPC meeting on 5/19, I will probably not come do an update with you guys. That's supposed to run a little bit longer. It's national weather, help me with language, weather spotter training or storm spotter training. So I think it goes from 11:30 until 1:15 or 11:45 to 1:15. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are okay with that, I won't come visit with you next month about it.
And then, it looks like we want to do that at the fire home?
Yeah, that was, we just...
I think Nicole's coming in.
Yeah, wanted to put in that request to use it, because I guess there might be quite a few people.
And we'll open it to the public. So the last time we did it down. Do you remember we did it in the, pulled the ambulances out and used that room? Mm-hmm. And we had, I don't know, 35 people.
Wow.
So, we'll see. So I asked Nicole if we can get a lunch count, though, so we don't cook for too many or cook for too few. Or, but anyways, thought I might, we'll see how we can do.
That could be on the next commissioner meeting?
May 19th, so two away, yep.
So, and as far as tobacco grant, we did put out our youth mini grants. We're part of the majority. We set aside funding of $1,500 per county for the youth mini grants. We've awarded two. We awarded a $500 grant in Rosebud to their junior football team, and a $500 grant in Bighorn County to the Hope Squad. So we had poor turnout on that. We have a TS meeting next week to see if we're going to run it again. The outreach has gone out to the schools, to the counselors, to the art teachers. It's gone out quite a little bit. And it was easy. It was like design a poster, and we gave them a fact, and they designed something, and they got their $500. So I'm not really sure what to think. We're looking at maybe doing some youth in action grants over the summer to allocate that money we put on youth mini grants. So maybe we can do something youth in action and keep kids engaged and have those funds actually make it back into the county. So I'm trying to think. We met with Gary Perry, Jane and I did. Tomorrow we're supposed to be in Colstrip schools for a bunch of OPI presentations. And that's, I think, what I got. Tori's working on the REACT Summit in June. You guys have anything for me? Okay. Okay.
But the mini grants, we have kids need money to do a couple of things at the school. I'm surprised they didn't pick up on that.
Even Baptist Youth has. Tori does provide some stuff through the Baptist Church for the youth group. I've seen that come through, and I don't know. It's just so easy. It's such an easy way to get money. You know, we're just going to take those pictures that they designed. You know, the Rosebud kids did a picture holding a football and had a saying on it about whatever. The Bighorn group, each of those kids actually drew a poster, and they collaged it all together. And the goal would be then to take the youth-created artwork and use it to print some table tents and some sleeves. We've reached out to people to have it as a sleeve on a coffee cup and stuff like that. But
so is there a way we could get some of that mini grant into our rec department? Because
has to be youth-led. That's the only problem on it. It's like, could a 4-H club or a church youth group? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have a rec department with Lynn, and it could be driven by the kids, but we all know most baseball players chew. Or there's some kind of tobacco that goes with baseball, and we have a really great baseball program.
Do you guys have a baseball team? I mean, yeah, the goal was always to do, like, start at $500 grants per county, and then if we needed to go up, we have increased funding, we could.
Right.
It's just to, maybe we didn't send it to the people that needed to hear about it, right. So.
I mean, because I would think in Little League,
oh, yeah.
That would be great for them then to use for their hats or.
Yeah, we don't care what they use the money for.
On their shirts that said,
tobacco-free. Patch on their shirt would
tobacco-free zone.
Yeah,
and Tori had those banners made. I don't know if you might not have ever seen them, but she had banners made for summer use that people can borrow. I mean, they're unroll the banner, right. And post
I've
the
never
banner.
Seen any of that stuff in our community. We also have our swimming lessons is humongously attended by multiple communities.
Question about the swimming lessons. So this gets away from tobacco. What I'll do is I can send the youth mini grant the letter and the application, which is a one pager. Everything's done online. I'll send it to the Ruth. And then that way, if you guys could forward it to people, you know, until I meet with Jane and Tori and we decide, we set it up to go through the 20th. So it's been 3 weeks and we've done two. So I'll send it to you guys. We'll see if we can get any additional.
There's somebody here who's looking at a daycare that 500 would really benefit.
Mm-hmm. But it can't be for adults. It's got to be youth-led. It's got to be a youth-led.
The children that would be going could be doing.
What about the Rebel Cheer Team?
The Rebel Cheer Team.
Yeah, okay.
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It just, so we had people from Best Beginnings asking, because they're doing a Fisherman's Day in Bighorn County.
Gotcha.
And so while you can't really fund Best Beginnings, right, the Adult Coalition or the Yes Coalition out of Bighorn County, you know, the Hope Squad is a youth group, composed a youth group. You actually have to have 5 members listed on the application so that we're in compliance with the state. You know, we're just not passing through funds to adults, right? But I will make a note to send you guys that now. As far as the swimming lessons, as I work through my maternal child health grant, we could maybe sponsor, like, who pays for that right now? I know many years ago we wrote a grant for that, for swimming lessons, and helped with that for a couple of years. As in county?
County does.
Okay. So if maternal child health, like, you don't have to tell me all your business. I just want to know, like, what does one set of swimming lessons cost per kid? Like, if we could sponsor 10 kids for a 2-week session, like, what does it cost for one kid per session?
I don't know what they...
I think they charge us $30. I think that's what we pay as parents.
But don't you get that back?
Yes.
Most of us donate it back.
Because the Scarecrow raised money for the swim lessons, and I think there might still be a little left in that. But we pay for all the all the people that do.
Yeah. That'd be a really good use of maternal child health funds. And if there was, like, are the lifeguards a group? Are there 5 lifeguards?
They pay the instructor people to do that.
Okay. And our lifeguards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have extra those days. What I can do, Deb, is we can pull what it costed last year.
Yeah, and let's just see if maternal child health, because in my mind that feeds into being an evidence-based injury prevention project.
That's a good
one. If you're paying for swimming lessons and you're preventing one death, one drowning.
Right.
So let's see what we can do. Maybe we can't do it all, but we could sponsor
some. A portion of it, yeah. But yeah, I'll pull and we'll see how much it was.
And does that happen more than once? Is it like one session you guys do?
It's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. One time a summer?
Yes. And they have the dates. It's going to be, hold on, I've got it right here. It's going to be June 29th through July 9th.
All right.
The chamber is linked with the folks from Farmers Union that are over here, and they're going to do some kind of workshop. Everybody at least gets a tourniquet. I don't know what it is.
The other thing that I thought about that I see on TV all the time that's interesting, I don't know much about it. Have you guys seen those life blocks? It's a choking...
Yes.
And they talk about how efficient they are, and I don't know exactly how they work or what they cost, but if you would hang it, like if we had one in the courthouse and one at the senior center in different places, if it gets used, then the company actually replaces it and gives you a new one to use, so you don't ever have a contamination issue. So we could look at that too. I'll look into that before I talk to you guys again. Okay, that's all I got. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Have a good afternoon, ma'am.
You too.
Okay. I will go grab you guys my card or meet you down the hall with it. Are you adjourn for lunch?
Yay, we get to the reset.
Reconvene after lunch. You guys can go first. That way you can get Ken. Yeah.
We can be airport manager.
Yeah.
So I put together the airport manager job description and sent it to Ken and invited him to a meeting to talk about it further. So, yeah. I guess I'll open it up for you guys. What did you think? That we don't know a lot about
I think you did a fine job on it. That's fine. I mean, it's just I just wanted to have something down so that...
Sure.
Some parameters.
Yeah,
guidelines.
Yeah. Parameters
and
fairly broad, but
yeah,
some basic.
So will you do it?
Yeah.
I'm
going to buy it. Do it really fast.
Yeah.
Somebody says yes, you jump on it.
Yeah. Want to buy me a radio?
I'm sure we have some.
There's radios around. No. I'll second your motion.
Aviation movement.
All favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Congratulations, Ken.
Yeah, I'll just have to buy a radio from my airplane, but so I can test the PCLs. But
are they pretty expensive?
No, I probably I got to buy a handheld because my airplane is non-electric. It's a basic airplane.
We should check and see what kind of there are radios.
They're $300 or $400. And if I ever have to fly anywhere to an airport that's controlled, I have to have one anyway.
Okay.
So
because I know we have shelves of radios. Do I know if they're the kind that would work on this? I don't.
It had to be a VHF radio.
And see, you said something like that. I don't know if they're that. I just know we buy a lot of radios.
Well, handheld communication radio is not the same thing as a frequency.
Frequency is different. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
With that, you would ask for copies of the leases. There are three leases, of which the county owns one of the hangars that Richard Johnson, there's two Richard Johnsons in the area. This is the one in Custer.
Okay.
I don't know that even helps narrow it down, but anyways, that's his. And then there are two persons, but three buildings, I believe, or hangars. The Whites have two and lease them and... Jim Decock, who's passed, so it's kind of his estate right now, owns the other. These two leases are up in 2027. This one's up in 2029. So when the time comes, I'll help you with updating those, but these are just copies. And
okay, so all four of the hangars out there are owned by the county?
One is owned by the county. The other three are owned by the people that are leasing the space.
Oh, they're leasing them out, subleasing them to somebody else. Or leasing them to somewhere else?
They put their hangars on county property, so they have to have a lease.
Oh, so you're talking property space. Lease versus county. Okay, right. I get it.
One's the actual hangar, right. The other's the space.
The hangar, just as you drive off into it in the beginning, the first hangar belongs to the county.
Yeah, the first one's the county, the next three are... Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, of which...
The road department is going to spray out there, and then... We'll continue to keep doing things. I know Pam would like, and I've got to talk with them about, but there's a big knob of dirt or something right there that would be to the east of her nice hangar. And if that was, then we could mow better there, but that will grow up with weeds. And we can't take a mower up over that.
Well, they need to get rid of the dirt mound first, or what do you mean?
I don't know what the dirt mound is. I don't know why it's there. So I need to figure that out, and then we'll get that flattened out so then it can be easier to maintain. But
yeah, that would be great, because otherwise I can borrow Pat's trailer and bring my skid steer out and do that myself.
It's kind of a county problem.
Yeah.
To mow and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because they'll go out and mow it, Robin this morning said, was it Rosebud County I was talking about? Some county, they spray around the lights, and then they mow. Richland County.
Richland.
Yeah, mowing too close to the lights is not a good idea.
No,
these guys found that out.
Yeah, last year.
And they don't make those lights anymore, so.
No.
All the new ones are different, so. Anyway, okay. It says in here for me to go directly to the Treasure County Road Department as needed.
Communicate with Robin, I guess, and that's my thought, unless you guys want to do a trio before Robin, but I feel like...
I mean, like, if you need some snow removed or mowing or something?
Just kind of communicate as needed.
Well, just have snow removal and mowing be performed at the road department and I'll communicate with the road department as needed. So I'm just clarifying that you guys are okay with me going straight to the road department to test that stuff. So.
I am.
Okay, then I'll need a point of contact or numbers or something.
Yeah.
I put it on my phone now, but I left my phone at home.
Oh, here. I've got Robin's, and I'll share the contact.
Oh, there you go. Okay. What's your phone number?
406-351-2051.
2051. Great.
When I'm carrying it. Which I usually do, but unfortunately, at my house, there's no reception unless you're in the house.
Sure.
You're familiar with that? You get reception at your place?
Just in the house. Mm-hmm. Well, because of that panel thing or whatever they're up to.
Yeah. I can go on top of the hill behind the house and get reception, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So if you guys get boosters in that, does it help?
Yeah. So. I have a booster. It helps a little bit. Mostly I'm wide. I just use Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. And for Wi-Fi, do you use Starlink? Is that what you use?
Yeah, we had Starlink from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we use out at the sale barn. And it's sad things because the cell service is so terrible.
Yeah.
One of my niece's husband was the chief of the Starlink program.
Oh.
Yeah. SpaceX.
He did a well. Great job.
So we were on the test program.
Oh,
cool. Well.
Cool.
But yeah. It's kind of cool. I don't have any other. I think everything else but sounds fine in here. I'm good.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, it'll be another year before we get into any grant stuff. I'll figure out what the grant.
I think it would be towards the end of this year because then it would go
into next year's budget.
Yeah, it goes into like January or something is when you would always go to the aeronautics board.
Mm-hmm.
And so. I'll look into that though because I'll help you write whatever. You start telling me what you need.
I'm looking at the stuff out there. We're probably not far away from having to resurface on the runway and the taxiways.
Mm-hmm.
Just based upon the number of weeds that are starting to pop through it and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that was just done.
It's been 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, and prior to that, it was probably 10.
Yeah.
It was gravel before that, wasn't it?
No.
We resurfaced it.
It was resurfaced, and then this last time.
Just looked like gravel.
No. It was hard surface, and then Skip had written that grant to use the millings.
And what, 2005
the millings
we done
didn't
that?
Work for that.
Millings on it?
So we had to pivot that grant, and company come in, and they basically sealed it, is that what that was?
And
it was a
chip sealed it?
No, it was just like an oil or something they put over.
So that's what it's called. Okay.
It all collapsed though when those millings, because it was a beautiful plan to use these millings. And then the millings were too dry to put anything on to make them bond together. And so that changed everything for us.
Couldn't even work on like a chip seal. Oh,
no. So all of a sudden we had 13 miles of millings that Treasure County then incorporated into gravel in the millings is where they ended up. They were, because they were also supposed to be used on another part of our county roads to make hard surface. They would not work.
But they worked well for gravel.
They do.
This out here on whatever that.
Sugar Road?
No.
No. Oh.
I don't remember.
They used to down on Surfy Creek.
What's that?
They used it a couple of years ago down in Sarpy Creek.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of extra. They put it all in front of my mailbox. Well, nice. It's easier to carry it somewhere else. All right, cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, do I need to sign off with those assignments? There was something here.
That'd be great if you don't mind.
Why that didn't come to me, I don't know.
I was thinking of
it. It's like my last name. I mean, it's just one of those.
Her name and sign and all.
It's Caitlin. The only thing that would come to my mind was Pioneer, and I knew that was the other one.
I'll gladly go make a copy of it and give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, that one. I don't need a copy of the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
He's driving horses and stuff on my legs.
It's going to have a bunch of bananas here at the next meeting.
Instead of candy.
Yeah.
Now, these power fluxes we had the other day, is that normal around here? I've never seen it. We didn't, the windy days, we didn't lose power, but we had serious power fluxes. Popped all my GFIs.
Oh, interesting.
Mine, Dale's mom's house, all her GFIs popped.
Huh.
Harry and Patty behind me, she just called and said her freezer's out, so I'm going to go up and look, but I think her GFIs all popped too. Mm-hmm. The only reason those pop is for a power flux, so I've never seen that here in the whole time I've been here.
We used to have them all the time, but we haven't had a lot of them.
What's the point of the power changes? I'm on the same line as you. You're on the same line, Ian? No.
Okay. We didn't lose any power. We didn't have any, you know, no flashing lights, no clocks quit. But all the GFIs were on. So. Yeah. Usually takes a pretty good flux for that to happen. But.
At least they're working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to go out and look at my pole barn. I went up there yesterday to get an Elks takeout. Mm-hmm. We've been off for 4 days.
Yes, we did.
Unfortunately, it was full. So
it stayed cold enough.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have been.
That would have.
I'd be sitting here with red eyes and snotty nose and be crying.
I got a friend. His little boy wanted a pop.
Go make him.
And you know, great big stand-up deals, and then didn't get the door closed.
Oh no.
And they didn't check it for a week or so, and this is during the summer, last summer. And they lost like 400 pounds of meat, 200 pounds of fish. Okay. Man, he was crying.
It's an expensive popsicle.
Yeah.
I would have lost that whole elk. I had an elk and a deer in there. I would have been upset camper.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good at all. I had company at my house and didn't get the freezer door closed, but caught it a couple hours. Oh my gosh, that would have been a nightmare too.
We got two kids, first kids, we got two pop and ice cream and things that they can get into, and they're not supposed to touch the other ones.
Yeah, I got five freezers. So I got one freezer, it's just all Alaska fish, and then another one is this, and yeah, I'd be a mess if I lost all that.
Oh man, this little boy, he did. And there's a lot of salmon and different things from Alaska around that goes up there. He was crying. He was mad. Still mad 4 or 5 weeks later.
Oh, yeah.
He would be.
Fish from Alaska is gold. Even up there, halibut's like 30, 40 bucks a pound.
You can catch it.
Not much.
What's that?
Two a day. Some places one a day. Really? The limits are pretty tight.
Is that because there's too much fishermen and not enough fish?
Too many people want to fish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They've exploited the fishery for too many years. Yeah, if you're fishing down by Homer, halibut capital of the world, it's one fish a day.
Yeah.
You can go out by six heads, two out there, but. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, you get to get your own boat. So.
Thank you,
Tom.
Okay. Thank you.
I just have that MOU with Rosebud County for coroner coverage that I emailed out. Mm-hmm. Basically, they'll charge us $200 a run unless they had to do something extra, like transfer.
So put out an announcement to John Q. Public.
Don't
no deaths.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Don't die today. Accept this memorandum of understanding with Rosebud County for coroner coverage.
I'll second that.
Aye.
I'll get it to Rosebud County, but I know this was their proposal, so they'll be on board.
I have a question I meant to ask when Robin was in here. The dust pod stuff, can you just spray that on and it do any good? If you mix it up and spray it, can you just spray it on without?
I couldn't tell you.
It makes a lot of sense.
Suddenly had a panic. Is that shirt on backwards? No, we're good.
Yeah.
tight.
Oh, the Recline?
Yeah, I'm thinking of
thank you. Get it back to you. Okay, sounds good.
We need to experiment on to cut the dust down.
Best roads in the county always go to the commissioner's house.
No, I live on a paved street. This is on Goodell, and in the summer when they're playing baseball and they come from wherever to play our teams, they come down from the baseball field to the highway, and the dust on is horrible on that block of the Presbyterian Church, and Arlo Jensen's house is where it's the worst. But that the block before that, which is right here, is bad as well. Now, if we could figure out something other than oil, because we'll get in trouble for that, spray on that to cut that dust down. It just would be so nice to experiment, I guess, and it shouldn't cost very much to do. Mm-hmm. And we already have dust fog.
Yeah, and we have a water truck because that's the truck they use to put it down with.
Yeah, so
again, I check my tax at lunch.
It just was a thought, and it's so dry that it's going to be.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to be really bad. So
it'd be a great place to try.
I think we have some other roads that maybe could use, especially with this detour. Mm-hmm. If we were to spray it on Valley Frontage alongside mm-hmm. that project, we could maybe make better ways for people to go. I don't know, but the dust would be horrible, and I would imagine that's part of the reason they want to drive our paved roads is mm-hmm. because of the dust. But anyway, it was just a thought that I had.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'll be around.
And would it be, Hannah, with the town, will we have to go to their council meeting and request permission, you think?
Or at least contact the mayor.
Yes, we should do it. Yeah, we should talk to them.
It would be best to do it at a town council meeting for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. The next meeting will be second Wednesday in May, whatever day that lands on. But I would at least talk to the mayor. I don't know if it could get done by then, but otherwise, throw it on there.
We'll meet before the day, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Ours is on the 7th.
If there was something time sensitive about it, the mayor could organize a special meeting. But.
Well, they could do the work. We could provide the stuff. But mm-hmm. It's just, I know it's a nightmare for those people on that street.
Yeah, something to approach them about.
Except they don't have the equipment or the manpower or anything. So
they got woman power. They don't
have any equipment.
They don't have equipment. No.
They don't have labor.
Right.
So
it'll take some organizing for sure.
Mm-hmm. It would.
Yeah. Most likely Wes and Kenny would assist mm-hmm. the girls if they were the ones to do it. Yeah. So good thinking, though.
Okay. Miss Nicole, do you have anything?
No, just wondering about the lunch for the fire hall.
Oh.
Right here, so I was like,
okay. I did have a note that said the fire hall had a leaking truck. And
oh, yeah, there was just a truck in there yesterday.
Yep. And you cleaned it?
Some type of soapy something.
Okay. And Bill knows about it, too?
I told him, yeah.
Okay.
There was happened to be, at the same time, was there some road safety guys?
Oh.
Gentlemen over there. Okay. So he moved out the truck for me.
Oh, nice.
Yep, just it. I don't know how long it was like that though. So just in case the wall swells or anything, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a lot of water.
He sprayed down some truck full of bees.
Oh.
Oh.
So it was just soapy water. Yeah.
Bees. That would have been. That's what Scott was talking about. That bee truck.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. Over the weekend or something.
Yeah.
He said he'd. In all these years, you never had a call like that
It does back there, in the newer part of it, it has a drain.
Mm.
I don't know if it's
just
kind of
doesn't
in
slope.
The, yeah. Okay. All I have for you is a resolution. I think that's all I have on here.
And then we need to talk about the LEPC.
Yes, if you guys are okay with having the meeting in there.
Okay. I don't know. I know.
Yeah.
Can we schedule that in our meeting so that we can go to that?
Yeah. I would imagine we're expected to.
Yeah. Be. Yeah. Usually on LEPC days, you guys go for lunch. So we can, I can make sure our next meeting, or that meeting, you go at 11, we break at 11:45. Yes.
No, we're going to break at 11:30. Yeah. It starts at 11.
Okay. We'll break at 11:30.
We're going to come back at 1:30.
Okay.
So.
Because it takes more than
11:30 to 1:30.
Yes.
Lunch.
You know, during COVID, Range came in and put the free Wi-Fi in the.
Yes. At the community center.
I think I can see a time that. We're going to maybe need that down on Main Street.
I was still going to check on Starlink as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I did talk to Range. They are working on fiber optic, but it could be a couple years, and that's when we talked about Starlink last time. Yeah. So I haven't had time to call.
I've seen a new something on Starlink, too, that there's a government something. So be sure they, when you talk to them, that it's a government thing.
Okay.
I think it'd be great, but I was talking about like at the community center.
Yes.
Range, put that in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they didn't even charge us, did they? And I don't even know how well it works over there. I don't.
I think it works fine.
It works pretty well.
But there might be a time we need, you know, if someone's
internet over
presenting
there.
It or anything down at the fire hall.
Yeah, agreed. Okay.
That's the beauty that River Bottom has. Like when we did Reimagining World, to just stream all that stuff on those TVs was really nice.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a now problem though. That's just a jumped in my head.
On my to-do list.
Maybe not. We'll wait till somebody has a request about it.
Right.
It made me think
it's
about
something we do need to think about, because when they request, oh, do we have access to internet?
Well,
it's going to be 10 days away from their meeting, and it needs.
And if it's something where we switch to Starlink, I would just include it in with everything. Yeah.
And I just don't even recall on how the thing came about at the community center. All of a sudden, Randy,
I think
they were doing it for free.
They did, I think, because to help the elderlies in their programs to make sure that they could get their groceries and order the things. Because you couldn't go to the store hardly.
Right. And they have the same thing, because there's other places that will have this free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, nothing's free. We're all paying through it for someone.
No, but we could call and see if we could get some deals.
Yeah. So, don't hurt.
Yeah,
because bands and everything have started
bands
using
still,
internet for their music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I got, so our IT web address guy emailed me yesterday. With ADA compliance and websites and all of this stuff, they have new guidelines on how you have to manage it for government entities. So it's going to take them $16 to $22 an hour at $140 an hour to do what we need to do, which is roughly $3,000. And that all comes out of facilities. And I said, well, can we try to push it back to July? Because that's when the new budget year starts. And he said he's completely booked solid. So he was hoping maybe we could get half of it done now and then maybe the rest later.
This is for Range?
No, this is for our website. This is that John Q.
So what does he have to do?
It's, we have to get up to WCAG 2.1 code. I don't know what that means. But it's something to do with ADA guidelines. The websites must be ADA compliant by March of 2027, public sector websites being an utmost scrutiny.
Okay, question. ADA compliant on the internet?
So it all, can read all it counties to you? Have to. What's that?
Is that so like it can read it to you or something?
I don't know.
That's weird.
W, I don't even know what W is on my phone.
I was just
going
to do.
I think we need to, let's table that for the next meeting because we're talking about a decent amount of money.
Yeah, $3,000.
2.1?
Look into what this is.
Yeah.
Because I honestly haven't seen it, just hardly updated it.
Okay. WCAG 2.1 code.
Because when you go on, I can get to some of the minutes and some of the things, but there hasn't been. We still have the mountains and the lakes, which are still not here.
And we asked for it to be changed.
There's some things that we pay $250 a month for, I think, stuff you have sent him.
Okay.
To update.
Okay.
So, just so, and especially since we have till March 2027.
Yes.
That's a full year.
Yes. He was just saying he's pretty booked. He's, I guess he's in the process of hiring somebody else, but he's just not at that point yet, he said. So,
I want the pressure. Hurry up quick, make a decision thing.
It's one of those things. It's just like having to record our minutes. Yeah, it's like.
WCAG is Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. So basically, make sure everybody can view it, access it.
It's probably about the hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Vision impaired.
So it would be, it would probably read it to you if you're vision impaired.
Mm-hmm.
It would scroll it across the bottom if you were hearing impaired.
That would be my guess.
Okay. Weird.
Okay. Okay. So the only other thing I've got for you guys is this resolution because we got our monies. We got 1.429915. So this is a resolution to receive in the monies to 2386 fund. I created the revenue line to put it in there for the budget. And we created the interest revenue line. I left the expenditures open. I said expenditures will be created as needed. Per commission, you now amend the revenue and expenditure budgets for 2386.
Accept this resolution.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I just came in. I the fire hall. I was just.
Oh. Yes, yes. They said it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's open to the public. This is our weather spotter for the community, so.
That'd be great.
Okay, cool. I'm going to start advertising, so.
Because didn't we have something like that? The guy talked to us about weather in the community.
Yeah, we do it every 2 years.
Yeah, and it wasn't, so.
Let's go see if Danny's got.
Yeah, I think we'll have more room. And
don't adjourn yet. I'll be right back.
There's a gal coming with him that he kind of has a little bit of a speech impediment, so I think he's going to have the gal do the speaking part of it this year. So
that's the one we had in the ambulance hall.
We've done it both. Yeah, we've done it over in the ambulance barn, and we've done it at the community center. But we'll open it up. Then I don't have to compete with cards trying to shuttle in and out. So
I had another compliment last night on the fire hall. What a good thing it was for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Isn't May 19th the screening, too? So everybody make sure they get in and get their blood drawn before lunch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't remember. I saw something. There's one this spring. I think it's one of the May meetings. What's our other one?
May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
There's always tends to be one right around Halloween or Thanksgiving, so I'm in trouble when I do that.
I mean, if it's between Halloween and Thanksgiving, yeah. You really.
Yeah. So we've done it, that meeting right after Thanksgiving. You know, just one slice of pecan pie and your triglycerides are going to be high.
Oh, yeah.
And then Todd was the
May 15th or 19th, there are meetings. Must have caught that or something.
It's funny, I really like pecan pie, but I don't like pecans. So I'll just pick them all up.
Oh! You mean on Cinco de Mayo? Oh.
When's that?
May 5th.
That's our next meeting, on May 5th.
I think that's going to be the school's egg day, too.
I don't know if they're doing that this year. It used to be. Town meets on the second Wednesday, so they're they don't have an election or anything.
Because there was nothing was opposed, yeah. I heard something about it, but I don't remember if it was confirmed or not.
Yeah. I'm taking a little vacay. I'm going to Dillon.
Want to go to Jackson Hole?
Meeting up with the BADG, Badass Girl Gang.
I'm supposed to go to Deadwood one of these times. Not until I'm done cabin.
And of course, as usual, I have to drive the furthest.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not that. It's cool, but if you've been there once, that's good enough, isn't it, Deadwood?
Depends on what you enjoy doing there. If you're there for the history, yeah, probably once is enough, but you got to take your time when you're there. If you're there to gamble, you got to go back and go back and go back.
We go there for the entertainment. We don't, I mean, neither of us gamble. At all.
Where do you go for entertainment, though?
Anywhere. We just people watch.
Oh. I'm into that, too, yeah. But
there's usually somebody hollering at somebody on the street.
Oh, yeah. I've honestly never been, so.
You know, like Vegas, they got all these, you go into those casinos and they got performing, mm-hmm. I mean, singers. And
yep.
They do in Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
If you catch the right weekends, you can catch
every them. Weekend in the summer. From Memorial Day past Labor Day they'll have entertainment.
We generally always went like in February or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of boring. Most days if you drive in, there's that hotel and stuff up on the hill.
So, heads up.
Hey guys, sorry. I'm trying to formulate some letters for you that I'm trying to copy and paste, but it's not copy and pasting very well. Give me a few minutes. I'll try to get it figured out so you can sign it. It's stuff that's got to be signed today.
Yeah, we've only blocked this off for today. So you got all day.
Okay.
And yeah. She's not doing any tax deadlines today.
Nope.
They'll be coming tomorrow.
All caught up on taxes?
Nope.
No.
Well, never.
You have to do some extensions?
Oh, yeah. There's some people that always do.
Oh.
They just plan it. Yeah. You don't even see their stuff. Yeah. September.
My cat was always on top of me. She says, "We got to have this done by January 22nd or something." You know, that's my slot or whatever. With her. I never get my stuff. You know.
What were you going to say, Julie?
We got the mobile home downloads, and I did them over lunch. I haven't looked at our amounts yet, but there's emails coming in that a lot of people's went up a lot, and a lot of them are because they didn't apply for that
property tax.
The homestead.
Just wait till you get to November.
Mm-hmm.
The people are gonna really be mad.
But there's these ones that like a lot of people's more than doubled from last year. So just in case, you know, you get yelled at or something.
I'm curious.
They're not alone.
Allison's man camp, which is not Allison's man camp, which is mine, went up because it's treated as a vacation home, even though. Did you see the KTVQ news last night? A guy in Bozeman, $56,000 a year for taxes? Yeah. Property taxes in some counties in the state I think that is what's going to drive
it's what will bring
these elections.
Here.
Yeah. And that's what I don't understand. We were talking before we started the meeting, but the amount of money that is being thrown at these legislative races, our state legislative races, is ridiculous. For people that meet every other year
and get paid nothing.
I can't get over it. Because some of them are on national TV. I mean, I'm watching TV ads for the primaries. But I just didn't think it was
But apparently, there's a lot of money in politics.
There's a lot of dark money coming in, because Montana is a Republican state. They're trying to turn that. And I think the harder they work at turning it, the more feedback they're going to get on not allowing it. But it's interesting to watch, but yet so no common sense involved in what's going on. It's, what the heck?
Because I think people, when they get these tax bills, because I did an awful lot. I looked up for a lot of people when we had that. And then, of course, when they changed that deadline, that told me that there's a lot of folks that didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had that.
And I didn't have, I mean, they could have got it somewhere else, but I didn't hand out any after that first deadline. For any. Yeah.
But in that homestead tax relief, say you lived in Billings or Bozeman, and you had a single member LLC or an LLC on it or a trust on it, wrong kind of trust, for estate planning, you couldn't qualify. You can't apply for it. It had to be, so there's a lot of properties that people own in different ways that were excluded from that. Their taxes are going to really go up.
There was a...
That's attorney language. You know, it's attorneys that are putting those things together like that, because they're, yeah.
I wonder if mine's going to go up.
You should be okay, because yours is an ag valuation. Because if your LLC or your whatever owned it, but it was an ag property, I think it's going to be okay, as near as I could tell. But you could not apply for that $400 or to go in and ask for the waiver, near as I could tell. Because when I called the Department of Revenue for a client, that just said, no.
You couldn't get the $400, but you could get the other one, the Homestead Act, but you couldn't do it as, you had to do the rental one of it, not the, yep, not the,
which is still not as the owner. Taxes.
No, that was to cut them. That was to help offset this. Yeah.
For the long-term rental, I don't know that they're going to have the best rate as a homestead.
Oh, yeah, no. But it'll still be better than it would have been.
Well, yeah.
By far.
The way I read it, it was like, okay, long-term rental.
But it took a lot of reading through that to find that in there, because I had people asking about it. I'm like, okay. So I read through it, and I'm like, I think this is...
This is the best you can do.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
And then that long-term property rental one, like I have some guy, he has like 10 rentals. So I had to go in and register each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to put down gross rents and expenses.
Oh, really?
I don't think Department of Revenue could ever check. Because I said,
no.
I told him, I said, all I can for sure verify your expenses are your property tax, interest, and insurance if you had a mortgage. Because that's what he gave me. I said, unless you have detailed records, I don't know how we're going to get to each property's expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to make sure.
And from what I found on it, it was go low rather than claim too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
As always.
Mm-hmm. Because, but still you're looking at that and you question, because it is Department of Revenue, which also does your income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Is there correlation?
Yeah. Because that's why a lot of folks didn't really like going in to get the property tax relief, because they were expected to put their kids' social security numbers on there. And the world doesn't want to put a kid's social security number out there.
Yeah.
So I think the whole thing was a debacle, in my opinion. I think there was a better way to generate revenue or do whatever, and the legislature waited the entire session and... in the last 2 weeks, threw something together.
And last night on the news, they had sponsor of the bill, which was Lou Jones, trying to explain it, how it was going to help this group of people and how these people were going to have to pay because these guys got it. And it's like, oh, geez, Lou, you just screwed the whole bunch of us. Because my lower taxes are tied to your higher taxes on your man camp. So does that...
If one goes down, something has to go up.
Does that give relief anywhere? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
And in a county like ours, needs that we to go don't away. Have that many supposedly vacation homes or second homes or whatever, we aren't going to see the bump. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to centrally assessed.
Most it really does.
County comes down to centrally assessed.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have refineries or...
And centrally assessed has a slew of attorneys and planners and whatever to make sure that they keep that pretty balanced.
Well, yeah, the railroad, the pipelines, the cell towers, the all of those people. I've got somebody arguing for that all the time.
So John Q. Public people doesn't that have maybe it. Had a $100 bill on property tax, are going to have 200.
That's what it sounds like. I haven't looked at ours. I just got ours downloaded over lunch, so I didn't look at them yet.
Question on mobile homes. We forgave, and so did the city,
down. Now they're back on.
The Kimberland taxes, are they back on now?
I'm about to look.
I think we did said they were supposed to come back on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I remember Hannah sending an email to DOR, and because I think I was included in it, mm-hmm. to ask them to put it back on the tax roll because they hadn't been removed. So that is one of the ones that I have a note to check and see if make sure they have a tax bill.
It's not our problem. It's
right.
Town
and
problem.
The only thing on it is the TV, mm-hmm. TV tax anyway.
So, but. Why can't we get this fixed?
Because the guy that owns the property said he was going to, but didn't get it taken care of.
How does that get enforced to make him fix it?
Oh, we'll have to dig into it and try to figure out how to now.
For the roads and bridges.
Because it's just getting worse up there. The neighbor in the Knapp house is frustrated as heck. If their fire starts, her house is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what all of this is. It's a safety issue. Just like the Main Street building, it's a safety issue. It doesn't even matter if it comes down to whether you have an ordinance or not. It's a safety. It's a public safety issue.
So
the fire marshal or fire warden needs to declare that. And then
fire marshal was here yesterday.
He was inspecting the building. The daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the daycare building. Bill Tatum.
We have our own fire people.
Yes, we do.
They could do to declare that we're talking about the public safety hazard with those mobile homes on the Kimberland. And some of those others, that it would start right there in the fire department, but then the town could. Any other business?
I don't. Do you guys want to tell me the meetings that you attended?
I had local government 2 weeks ago.
And again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, are you going to go to the southeastern one
tomorrow? I'll go to Colstrip tomorrow. I have to drive my own car.
Well, where is that car?
Erin has it.
She's at training this week.
That's unfortunate. It's okay. She put her paycheck in her door thinking she's coming to work today.
Oh!
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh. Oops.
Well, she's coming back and forth, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's driving back and forth. It's just in Billings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But was she coming in the
I think she said she would kind of be in and out.
Okay, because I was like, oh, darn. I was like, look at me go, because she gets paid once a quarter.
Right.
And so she texted me her days or whatever, and I was like, oh, look at me this morning. She's like, I was typing things up. I was like, I'm going to be Johnny on the spot today. She's not here. I slipped it in the slot.
Sheehy Danes. Sheehy Danes and Downing.
The best laid plans, you know, when you think you finally
have everything rolling is like, no.
And then boom, it hits you, and yeah. You just feel completely like crap.
But yes, although I do plan to go. Are you going?
Plan to. Yeah, best laid plans can always change.
I attended the Mako Coffee Chat. That's the only meeting.
Oh, what was that?
It was better this time than the first one they did. A little more information. They talked about district meetings, which ours is in Malta.
Which is when?
They haven't
said an actual date. It's like it was a couple weeks in June.
Yeah, it was just the weeks is what they said. It. So, yeah. Wow.
Malta?
That's a fun trip.
There's that Facebook thing that once you leave Roundup and head north, there's some people with beer cattle. So
did you see that?
The folks that try to run the women off the road.
What's been happening between Hardin and Bellingham?
Oh, really?
Down through Crow.
Not going to surprise me. Sean is working on a bid for the floor. Mike's going to come over and help him with it, but they have to now fly to Nevada, so
be delayed.
They leave Friday, so I'm hoping we'll get it soon. So we'll see.
I know.
I just wanted to update you because I know there's a bunch of people that are like, "It's okay, we'll get it going." So yeah. Okay.
And the people that are like, how is it? They're the ones that got you done yet. Because we needed it.
Because they were out of it a week. Mm-hmm.
Much like the speaker system in the church that had to come down, that's still in the building.
Yeah, it was supposed to go to the fire hall, but I bet it's not. I wonder if they're sending it somewhere else.
If you'd like it at the fire hall, it can go there. I will make sure it gets
offered it to him. I said, I'm sure we can use it.
Is it something that
we have? It's an old system that was into the wall, so I don't know that it's...
Okay, then no.
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll move my turn.
Okay, perfect.
One second. Okay. And they pulled the wire.